All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv, Fluff Tube Edition. Folks, I'm with Juanito. He's at the airport. He's taking off to go travel the world. I'll be meeting up with him pretty soon in an undisclosed place. But, folks, first and foremost, this is an important broadcast because they're starting to do right after the holidays. So we're going to cover that right now. But first, folks, get your noble gold. Nothing more important than gold, right, Juanito?
Yes, I agree. Totally.
The noble gold, geopolitical tensions.
Get that silver, too. Get noble gold has silver, too. Get it all.
Yep. Geopolitical tensions are escalating. Inflation is raging, despite what they say. Stocks are sinking. Debt is rising. And your own financial future isn't looking too good. But gold endures every crisis, wars, disasters. No calamity has beaten gold. While paper assets crash and burn, gold endures every time. You need to take a fresh look at the gold steadying in your portfolio. And right now, get a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments today. Shield your savings with Noble Gold Investments. Go to Noble Gold Investments down below, folks. Hit the link. Get started. There's something for everyone. I was guaranteed that by Colin Plume. I'll be having them on again. So get your gold and silver. You're going to need it, right, Juanito?
Oh, don't sit in your hands. You're getting a little teeny window right now. It got beat down the other day hard. It wants to go up.
Ooh, I mean, I see the banks failing. Oh man, is this going to be the big month, Juanito, you think, or do we have a little bit of a window?
Well, you know, there's a lot of conversation that has to be had there. They want to remain moving so they have steerage. And so it's not about stopping everything. I think it's a misstatement, but they're trying to channelize us and move us towards their digital currency and other things. So they won't stop everything like some people are thinking. It's not Armageddon.
Why did Argentina go to the dollar? Why did whatever his name is, Milei, he switched back to the dollar? Was that a good thing or a bad thing, Juanito?
Well, he needs stability. And part of the question is, where's the world going? You know, you're in a fight. You just can't believe right now behind the scenes to go to this BRICS thing. And ultimately, I'll just say it, you're really dealing with a Brit operation, not BRICS, Brit.
Yeah.
Commonwealth versus America across the world that caused all of the drama. And we're not even saying any names here because
be careful right here when I'm trying to say this in the
But I'm just saying that, you know, we're in a contest between mega global players trying to get control. And it even goes to the conversation we're going to have in a moment, you know, trying to get control of the assets, do it through the banking system and through the stock markets around the world. And this push, the timing in this era of green revolutions, this is a huge play. It's a big one.
Okay,
and,
So let's get to it. So we can do the rest on ninoscorner.tv. I want you to go deep on that, but let's get to what you're about to say. This is important, ladies and gentlemen. Something's getting ready to go through Congress. In January, Juanito?
Well, here's what the deal is. For quite a few years, there's been a project to try and move national assets such as parks. Uranium One had all this area they were trying to get control of with Bureau of Land Management and Fish and Wildlife in various parts out in the West, Nevada and Oregon, other states in the region there, Utah. And so there's been this huge press for quite a few years to come up with a way to force these national lands into a situation where they could be traded freely out across the world to the money people, to other nations. So this is the latest angle of it. Now, for context, you know that things like the IRS and the Federal Reserve, those types of processes to get those legalized within the American system, allegedly, they happened over holidays, Christmas break. And then if we're in some kind of banking pressure situation, some type of national calamity, crisis, stress at the time, not stopped, this isn't the end of the world. But our eyes are diverted. Remember, the magician does the flash bang somewhere, and then your eyes are averted, your attention's diverted for just a critical second. And when you come back and look, the magician has already done that rapid, you know, sleight of hand, and the trick's already been done. It's the puff of smoke, whatever. So what's happened is these things called an NAC, a National Assets Corporation, a group of them, where they put something like Yellowstone National Park or grounds that belong to BLM. See, when they were trying to push the families off of the property down in Nevada, where they were ranching, and you know, you had, you know, a couple hundred families ranching hundreds and hundreds of thousands of acres that included BLM land. And they, by hook and crook, pushed all of them off except for really down to one. They were hoping to get that last one off so that they could then turn around and take those land assets, put them into a corporation or trust that had international control. Things here, it's you know, these lands that have uranium or you put solar collectors on or something. In Brazil, it's the rainforest and other things around the world, and literally trade them in the public market, and then use those assets, not for the individual nations even, but as a land trust, and they give some portion back to the country to monetize the national lands and turn them over to somebody. So, for example, think of all of the states that are mostly owned, allegedly, by the federal government, including Alaska. You just had BJ Penn on Hawaii, where you have huge portions of the land that have somehow been tied. And then what's the timing all about? The players involved know that they're about to move Biden along, and there's a race is on. I told you the Chinese looked at this midsummer and said that there was a switch going to happen in 90 to 180 days.
So they're on warp speed to get this bill pushed through Congress.
Speed. And so normally the review time for something like this, which involves executive action, et cetera, would be 90 days before you could let this happen. They're in a 21-day period for review and for public comment. Now think about that. 21 days through the holidays.
Oh, man.
When we also know that there's drama that a number of the people that are insiders are saying that we're probably going to have some stress in the banking system this week. And so you cause that stress, get everybody all wound up, paying attention to different directions. It's not the end of the world, please. Come on, man. It's not the end of the world. This is about flashbang and channelizing the American people to agree and go with stuff on an emergency basis. The same thing has happened after 9/11,
as we're distracted and the things are happening with the banking situation and the holidays, they push this through. They want to push this through.
Right. And so, you know, this is, there's a real effort here to take advantage of the American people while they're distracted and don't really understand what's going on. By the time you wake up, another huge piece of the puzzle is gone. It's being traded. Everybody's agreed to it. It's on the New York Stock Exchange. And it's like a done deal. It's a fait accompli. Now, the representative from Tennessee, Bud Holsey, has been getting briefed on this and helping brief other House members and senators on this. And I think he's going to continue to do that over the next many days, and I think it's somebody that you probably ought to have on your show, Nino, and let him explain this with precision. He's got folks around him. One of them's a very good friend And we had a mutual friend, General Harrell, up there in Eastern Tennessee, and passed away a few months ago. Great, you know,
I did a show with you when you were visiting
superstar.
him with visiting him with right? I remember something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we did it up in his one of the most amazing collections of military memorabilia and stuff like that, I think, in existence. And just a beautiful
One
guy, and
that,
his
but
wife
with all these
was a great
bills that
friend.
they're trying to push through and all this, and this we could talk about on the back channel. This will all, I mean, everything that they're doing under this administration, I got to be very vague, will be handled, right? I mean,
Well,
God, I
think
hate
of
to
it.
even
Here's the deal,
be
Nino.
vague,
Here's
Juan, because I can't say it
I
on
know.
Fluffy, but it's gonna it's there's gonna be a kind of a rollback type of thing happening later in the future, right? I mean, could it,
Yes. And
okay,
here's the main thing
but
I want to
don't
say,
say it on
Nino.
here, man.
I know. Just fine. Here's the main thing I want people to understand. This is the kind of thing that once it gets instituted and everybody's agreed to it, you come to stop it after the fact. Well, the comment period has passed. Well, everybody agreed to it. Everybody in the secret handshake crowd agreed to it. People pushing this, State Street Capitals probably somewhere in there. All the usual suspects. Why? Because they have all the money in the world. Why? Because they're using programs behind the scenes, not just take advantage of trades in the market by timing and things like that, but actually in very sophisticated computer programs, capture and control the market. If you look at what's going on in the stock markets around the world, you have a group of people with an international perspective that are going in and buying up all of the manufacturing corporation assets. And now they're going to take these federal lands, these park lands. They're going to create these trusts, put these land assets into the trust, and then essentially sell them to the world. And then the sovereignty, the control, the authority, the ownership of those lands won't be to the American people. It'll be to these huge corporations. And supposedly, it'll be sold to the American people. We're going to get a return on our investment of land that is going to come back to us. How many hands are going to get on that? Who's going to decide how you get to spend that money, where it goes to? It's like I was looking at a particular road project a while back, and they added a bunch of tax on it for this particular endeavor, and it was supposed to go to more roads. We looked at it closer, and it went to bicycle paths. And in order to take the pressure off the roads, you're going to have more bicycle paths, and it was a significant amount of money that went to that. And I get it at one level. At another level, it was craziness because you looked at the real numbers and how they were going to buy up the land to do these paths. It was a huge tax on the drivers to do something completely other than get your cars from one place to the other with better highways. And I think the American people are, we have enough serious problems. We don't need the land sold out from underneath us to these
This is the
stock
same way that
trader corporations. This is turning it all into somebody else's ownership
but this is how they
legally.
did the Federal Reserve Act. I mean, in 1913, right? Everyone was away on Christmas vacation and they passed it.
That's the whole point. 21 days, something this major. If you're looking at things that probably everybody needs to scream bloody murder about, and it's hard. They know this. They know this going in. It's the holidays. Everybody's distracted and preoccupied. And they're going to get this all done by January 2nd so that when Congress comes back in, they can agree to it and the president can sign it off and
Wow.
it's gone.
Wow.
It's
Can we go
things
on
that
to the
I
can we go
haven't.
on let's so let me ask you this. Can we go on to the back channel and talk about what happens to these Congress members by doing this once Mr. D comes back? And can we talk about I want to talk about Disney, I want to talk about Elon, I want to talk about potential Rock, the Rock, Dwayne Johnson. Can we talk about all that on the back channel real quick, Juanito?
Yeah, we can go over there. I've got a few minutes here for
All right, folks.
This next flight takes
Let's
off.
do it.
And oh, by the way, too, just because we're over on this one and some people don't see the other channel, if anybody's looking for something for Christmas, we got some of the Megador jackets in. I signed them before I left. And so they don't normally, they're about 30 days out when they come in, but they've actually got them to send out immediately. And there's, I think there's about 100 of them there. So if anybody wants one, those make a great Christmas present. The coins, you know, if you order now, it won't be here for Christmas for sure. But they're still before the end of the year. You'll get the 2023 on the coin, the Megador coin. And by the way, Nino, and you, I can't even talk about this yet. There's something so cool related to that. I think next year people are going, gosh, I wish I had that. Oh my gosh, it's gonna be crazy. So
better give me some money.
Really,
though.
Really neat. Yeah, no, when we meet up here in a couple of weeks when I get back from this trip,
okay.
I've got a couple.
All right, let's get over to
you.
Folks. I'm gonna put the link down below. Go to thejennifermack.com, thejennifermack.com. Get yourself some Juanito gear. All right, folks. All right, Juan, I'll see you on the back channel right now.
All right, super bro.